we've seen miracles.
Dr. Mosab Dean is one of the founders of MD Regeneration on South State Street in Ann Arbor. He says he's seen many cases where patients benefit from using medical marijuana.
We've seen six-month-year-old kids stop having seizures by simply placing some of this product underneath their tongues. We've seen patients in their hundreds smile again because their degenerative joint diseases began to slow down.
He believes medical marijuana is an alternative form of medical therapy that can be used to alleviate symptoms of disease and help people cope with their illnesses in a responsible way.
If you need to have your chemotherapy, that this medication may allow you to cope with it in a pleasant way. And the way it does that is through neural synapses. The neural synapses will basically allow comfort, endorphins, and relaxation between the chemotherapy sessions, therefore providing adjuvant treatment.
At Third Coast Compassion Center Medical Dispensary in Ypsilanti, co-founder Jamie Lowell explains the many methods of using medical marijuana.
Very quickly, somebody feeling seizure coming on, epileptic, or somebody feeling a migraine coming on, sometimes often will smoke to get it very quick.
One user, who only wants to be identified as Ben, says using medical marijuana has helped him wean himself off other, what some may consider, much stronger drugs with certain side effects.
I got my card because I have PTSD and anxiety and depression, and I find that the marijuana really helps me. And that, you know, towards the end of the day, I like to take it. Relaxes me, helps me get to sleep, things like that. I've been off my psych meds now since November, and I've been doing pretty good.
He says some people understand why he uses medical marijuana more than others.
My family's from Iowa, and it's like pretty illegal there still, so you know, they're not really as open as, you know, younger people, friends, things like that.
Back at MD Regeneration in Ann Arbor, Dr. Dean says one of their frontier services is providing hassle-free, same-day medical certifications for medical marijuana. He adds there are two major criteria for getting a medical marijuana card.
You must be a legal resident of the state of Michigan. You must also provide proper medical complaints and documentation so that we can assess the progression of the medication and your tailored results.
At a coffee shop across from the Eastern Michigan University campus, 25-year-old junior Reed Scott says using medical marijuana has made a huge impact on his life.
When I'm medicated, it really just cools me down. It's so much easier to talk to me. I'm way calmer. I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm not going to get frustrated and lose my temper or any of that. But I think I'm a way more tolerable person when I use my medical marijuana. I don't see it as any different as someone, well, I do see it as better, but, you know, when someone just pops their Prozac or whatever.
He says he feels strongly that marijuana use should be normalized and made legal for everyone.
I'm pretty open about it. I see no shame in it. I think marijuana use needs to be normalized on the same level as alcohol. I think if you go, I just did a hard day of work, I'm going to go home and smoke a joint, that should not be treated any different than I'm going to go have a beer after work.
Just this week, the Ann Arbor City Council pressed the pause button on the number of applications for medical marijuana dispensaries in the city and is looking into spacing them farther apart from each other. Michigan, meanwhile, has one of the largest medical marijuana programs in the nation, second only to California. Jamie Lowell, whose dispensary is in Ypsilanti, says all the other medical marijuana distributors he knows, like himself, are just trying to keep up and play by the rules.
I think everybody's trying to be very above board and play by the rules and stay in business.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.